USA Radio News.
Former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole is among those paying respects to the late President George H.W. Bush. Dole was helped out of his wheelchair so he could stand and salute Bush's flag-draped casket. George H.W. Bush's Vice President Dan Quayle talks about this moment on Fox News.
Yeah, I served with Bob Dole in the Senate. He's a good friend. I saw Elizabeth yesterday, his wife, and I asked how the leader, I always still call him the leader, I said, how's the leader doing? She says, he's doing fine. He's going to come tomorrow to pay his respect, and he'll be at the National Cathedral on Wednesday.
On Tuesday, the Dow lost nearly 800 points to close the day at 25,027. The S&P was also down, as was the NASDAQ. A Pew Research Center study shows that nearly half of Americans prefer to watch the news, while a third would rather read it. 45% of Americans say they prefer to get their news from television. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When we need help with shopping and trends and toys, who do we call? We call our favorite expert. It's toy and trend expert Renee Rice. She's just returned from a speaking engagement at the International Toy Fair in Nuremberg, Germany. Welcome, Renee. Thanks again for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to be a part of your show, Rachel.
What is the biggest trend this year when it comes to toys? It seems like every year it's something different and harder to get to.
Well, you know, we're seeing a lot of traditional toys this year. And, for example, we know kids love to build. So the Lego Duplo Steam Train actually uses bricks that are designed for a child's smaller hands. So it invites kids as young as 2 years old to really tinker and to play. And they can actually learn to code because that supports cause and effect learning.
Tell us where we can go so we can log on and learn more about all of these toys that we've discussed.
You can go to dailylounge.com.
After being briefed by CIA Director Gina Haspel, even more senators are convinced that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia knew about the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, including Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I went into the briefing believing it was virtually impossible for an operation like this to be carried out without the Crown Prince's knowledge. I left the briefing with high confidence that my initial assessment of the situation is correct. I think Secretary Pompeo and Mattis are following the lead of the president. There's not a smoking gun, there's a smoking saw.
President Trump is agreeing with Chinese leaders not to impose any new tariffs for 90 days while trade talks continue. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the agreement was not meant to be lengthy.
This is a question of commitments, which is very, very important. It's a question of topics. This is much bigger and much broader than anything we've ever talked about.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
David Goggins is one of the toughest men alive. Goggins is the only member of the U.S. Armed Forces to complete SEAL training, U.S. Army Ranger School, and Air Force Technical Air Controller training. Goggins has a new book out titled Can't Hurt Me, Master Your Mind and Defy the Odds. He tells Fox News how he was able to change his life and what everyone needs to live for.
Well, it's all about finding what you want, your purpose in life. And one big thing that people don't realize is we're all here for a purpose. You have to figure out what your purpose is. And that was my big issue. I thought, oh, my God, my life is so horrible. Why God? Why me? Why this? Why that? And so I flipped it upside down and realized this is that my life was the perfect training ground to therefore teach people right on what I learned about the human mind.
That's interesting.
It's how you look at it.
Goggins next discusses why he believes your mind is your most lethal weapon.
It's the most powerful thing in the world. It's the most powerful weapon that we own. We all think that this stuff right here is the most powerful weapon that we own. It's
smart,
not. It's not smart. It's really dumb. It really makes you dumb. You really have to really tap into quiet. Quiet is where you get all the strength in the world. And when my life was real noisy, I wasn't who I was supposed to be. You quiet it down, you get somebody.
And finally, today is National Cookie Day. These baked treats have been around for years and are a mainstay in the dessert world. Now today, many businesses are offering some sweet deals on cookies. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.